Yeah, look, the giant chicken's Boba Fett.
You are beaten. It is useless, Theseus.
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It is Thursday night. Welcome back to the Cantina. Pull up a stool, have a drink with us as we talk Star Wars, and, well, let's face it, there's other things that come to our mind as well. I am your host, David. Welcome, as we said. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening?
Well, it feels like Camino here in Indiana. It's been raining for like 3 straight days.
This was our first day this week that we haven't had any rain.
I think it's supposed to rain again tomorrow, and then Saturday is supposed to be nice, unless the weather has changed since I last looked at it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Is your internet going to go out?
No.
Oh, okay. That's Andrew.
Yeah.
Also with us tonight, as he always is, Cam from Cam and Focus. Cam, how are you this evening?
I am doing good. How are you?
I am fighting some chest congestion. I've got the same stuff that I don't know, Debbie.
I didn't have chest congestion. Oh my God.
Debbie can't talk tonight.
I had brain farts. No.
She have chest congestion.
Yeah. No, mine was mostly my voice. I mean, no sore throat. No nausea, occasional migraines, but it was mostly the voice, you know, my Darth Vader voice.
I've got my Darth Vader voice going on right now. If I start hacking and coughing, I'm going to hit my mute button real quick, and I will let y'all carry the conversation until I get through with my fit, because I have been doing that.
They're always so much fun.
I know, right?
Feel like you're coughing up a lung, or
and then you're just you feel like you want to die until that minor pain subsides. So I hear the baby. Is the baby making a cameo again tonight?
She will be. I literally just finished giving her a bath. That's why before the while we were doing the pre-show, I wasn't talking much. I wasn't ignoring you guys. I just had myself muted so you wouldn't hear the running water.
Well, don't.
Yeah, sure.
Don't put her on naked. We're a family show, so you know, let's keep it wholesome here.
I'm working on it.
Your kid's gonna grow up and want her own OnlyFans page, and we don't need that.
No, we certainly don't. Dishonor on your whole family.
Shame.
So tonight we are looking at the Bad Batch. What episode are we on? We're on 13?
12. There's 3 episodes left.
Don't remind me. Yeah, I but know. three episodes left is a good thing, because we've got 3 episodes left, but that means we're 3 episodes closer to, or that we only have 3 episodes until Tales of the Empire comes out, which, if you missed our show last week, we looked at the trailer for Tales of the Empire. It's going to be amazing. We can't wait.
I'm very excited.
I don't
hold care. On. Can I turn this around?
I don't know.
There's the baby.
I don't know.
Oh,
look at the baby.
Look at the baby.
Those chunky cheeks. What a cutie patootie.
It doesn't matter what happens. You could have the surliest, biggest, hairiest man in the world, and you put a baby. Oh, look at the little baby. Oh.
Well,
they have some kind of people for
that's what they're here for, to bring a little joy and happiness.
I concur.
Well, they certainly bring something, usually a smelly diaper.
Yeah.
That too. That comes with it, yeah, unfortunately.
Funny enough, my TikTok feeds have been flooded. TikTok feeds and my Facebook reels have been flooded with babies laughing and farting. I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why, but there you go.
Mine are usually flooded with kitty videos, because I love to watch kitty videos. Oh. So, and geek stuff.
Yeah. That's obvious, though. That's a given.
There's a lot of TikTok creators I like, so.
So, Bad Batch. This is, if you missed the last episode, Omega, I almost forgot her name. That's how bad I'm getting. It's the sucks. I did take some Mucinex again, so if I do anything wrong, I'm going to blame the medication. But we had Omega gave herself up, thinking that she was going to be able to get the tracker on the ship, and they were just going to be able to find Tantus, and obviously that failed.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Crosshair. God.
No, I still feel bad.
I feel bad for him, too. And this, honestly, this episode made me feel even worse for him. Because they were all over him. I can't believe you did that, blah, blah, blah. This is what she wanted to do. The Empire was going to destroy the city. And then he says, well, there might be another way that we can do this. And he mentions that the Imperial officer, where the Imperial officer is being...
Admiral Rampart.
Yeah, Rampart, where Rampart's being held, imprisoned. And Rampart's been there. He knows where it is. Well, why didn't you tell us that weeks ago? And of course, there's the answer. There's the answer right there. Because Tantus is a place that I did not want to go back to. They did horrible, horrible things there, and I did not want to go back.
And it triggers his hand because he's like rubbing his hand.
Yeah, he thinks about it.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of PTSD, a lot of pent up stuff. So,
poor guy.
See, excuse me. So, yes, we're getting some more wonderful character development from Crosshair this season. But basically, this episode was a, I don't know, this was a pew, pew, bang, bang. I don't know, to me, this kind of felt like, you know, the last couple of seasons, and for some of the seasons for The Mandalorian, too, it seemed like it was a, I need to do this, can you help me? Well, if you help me do this, I'll help you do this, and that gets you one step further, and if you help me do this, I'll help you do this. And it seemed like this episode, I mean, I'm not complaining. This was a great episode. But basically,
it felt familiar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't as standout as the other episodes have been.
Yeah. It really almost kind of felt like, I guess the best way I can describe it is checkerboard storytelling. But I mean, it worked. And well enough for what it was trying to do. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I was bored. I certainly enjoyed the episode.
Well, they had to find some way to find Tantus.
They had to find one of those Sith wayfinders.
We got to get the knife that's done terrible things, and somehow it matches exactly to
the wreckage of a
Death Star that's been up there for 30 something years. So.
And she just happens to wind up on the one spot of the shore where it does perfectly line up.
Of course, of course.
The force led her there.
Ways.
I think that would have worked a lot better if they would have just said, it's on the Death Star, and then the knife was actually like a key to a vault that opened it up.
I would have preferred that.
I would have bought that a lot more than the Goonies trick.
I wouldn't have been surprised if it had been like in the first draft that was how that would go, but then somebody, you know, within Disney or Lucasfilms was like, no, you remember that one movie, The Goonies? Let's try and do that.
we like The Goonies. I think it would have, and again, that's one of my favorite memes that's out there, is she's holding that knife and it says, this knife has done horrible, horrible things. And she's literally holding the lightsaber that was dubbed Youngling Slayer 3000. He has Anakin's old lightsaber, which came from Luke, but the one that he used to purge the Jedi Temple. And we all know where he went in the Jedi Temple. Send the troops after the more experienced Jedi. I got the kids.
Well, just wait until Lucasfilms decides to, you know, take the meme seriously and be like, okay, no, we have to correct this somehow. And then they come out with a story about how Luke purified the Kyber crystal.
Oh,
and...
Of course. You know, I actually saw something the other day and it made a lot of sense to me. They said that initially in Return of the Jedi, Luke Skywalker's lightsaber was supposed to be blue. It was supposed to be like his father's. That's why the Emperor says, you know, oh, I see you've constructed a new lightsaber, much like your father's, blah, 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 blah. And they said they had to change it to green because most of the entire first time he's using it, he's on Jabba's sail barge and you can't see a blue lightsaber against a blue sky.
Right.
So you've got to make it green so you can see the lightsaber. Okay, cool. That's interesting. But we digress. This episode was called Juggernaut because it involved quite possibly my second favorite vehicle within the Star Wars universe. The turbo tanks seen very, very briefly in episode 3. See them again in obviously the Clone Wars, but we see them they make another drop in the movies in Rogue One as again a prisoner transport, and that's kind of what they were using them for here. I actually had to go back and look because he's doing manual labor, or he's working on these mines, manual labor in these mines, and they're harvesting something. And I actually went back to go look at, and I hope they would have done this, but they didn't. But I went to go look at the episode of The Mandalorian where they got in season 2 where they got Bill Burr's character, and they were transporting. They were trying to find out where Gideon was, and I was just like, oh, that would be so awesome if that was like the same planet and they're mining the same thing, and these are just. You know, that they're using the Juggernauts from the Clone Wars because that's what they had. But, you know, Mandalorian's many years, so it's just advanced. No. They had a great chance to put an awesome Easter egg there to tie everything together. We couldn't do that. Disappointing. Well,
the poetry doesn't rhyme yet. You just got to give it some time.
Yeah, but they had a great... This was a wonderful... iambic pentameter that they could have used, and they ignored it. But anybody catch I caught the Indiana Jones nod this time. Did you catch it, Debbie? I know. I figured you would have.
Yes, I laughed.
That's all I could think of was, well, and it wasn't just Raiders. It was, Raiders and
I didn't catch the Raiders one. I caught the Crusade one.
Yeah, where he's hanging off the side. Mm-hmm. Well, then the Raiders was just kind of the same thing. Where it's, oh, we've got people on the top. Oh yeah, let's just do the swervy thing, and they'll all fall off. And I didn't even catch it. Did we get a Wilhelm scream in there?
No, it wasn't.
Would have been ideal. Because that's where it happened in Indiana Jones was when they're falling off. Ah!
I didn't catch any of that scream. I thought maybe the guy who got smooshed up against the wall would have, but no, he didn't either. So, but all yeah, right. I thought that was funny.
Lovely little Indiana Jones Easter egg there. We all love it. They go in and they rescue him. He kind of looks like I think he thinks he holds all the cards because he's like, oh, you don't want to kill me because I've got information that you need to know. So you're not going to kill me.
Well, he's still very arrogant like he was when he was in service because he's the guy that destroyed, what is it? Typico City in on Camino. He was the one that destroyed that. And then, of course, you know, he was going by Tarkin's orders, but yeah, they all threw him under the bus. But I think that was good old Palpy's plan to implement the stormtroopers or something. It was some kind of bill or whatever.
Yeah. Or, to where we would have, we would deal with conscriptions versus clones.
Right.
So
yeah, he was the sacrificial lamb.
But I think it was really interesting to where, you know, usually you see these guys and they're like, oh, well, you're I'm not going to tell you anything. You're just going to have to kill me. But they're not thinking like he is, to where it's like, you need me. So I hold the cards. I've got the information that you need. I'm not going to give it to you until you give me what I need. You know, you get me off of this planet and then we'll talk deal.
Well, then Crosshair goes, because he said, you know, yeah, the Rampart said something about you can't kill me. And he goes, well, not yet.
Not yet.
He stuns them.
Yeah, they're still stunning people. I'm so mad at these guys. I'm like, these guys are trying to kill you. They are trying to unalive you. Quit stunning them. And Rampart, yeah, you got to keep him alive because he's important, but you can kill the other stormtroopers. They're fine. Just kill them.
But they don't even do that.
Yeah, they stun them. What good is that doing? That falls back onto the whole, we can't have our heroes. We can't have the good guys killing people willy-nilly. Even though when Luke blew up the first Death Star, I'm sure he probably slaughtered millions.
5,000 people on that Death Star.
Oh, I'm sure there was more than that.
I was going to say, 5,000? Is that all?
5,000?
Whatever. Please. I was just throwing out a number.
There's millions. There was it. And then they did it again in Return of the Jedi. Wedge and Lando both. Millions of people.
Well, I saw a meme that the picture was little baby Anakin Skywalker flying out of the Trade Federation flagship.
Yeah.
With it saying Anakin got his first taste for murder doing that, and the cat, and it's just subtitled woo.
Now this is pod racing. No, it's not. It's genocide. Murder. It's murder. Actually, with Anakin's, it probably wouldn't have been as bad because, let's face it, the Trade Federation mostly had battle droids doing their work, so it wouldn't have been as many people.
It was just the Neo-Modians.
Yeah.
He had to start somewhere.
Let's try spinning. That's a good
trick. That's a good trick.
You know, it's like you know, the Star Wars equivalent of an Earth serial killer. Instead of starting with animals, he started with droids.
Oh yeah, yeah. All right. I'm good with this. That. True. We love you, Jake. We do love you.
Look.
My Anakin doll sits on my desk all the time. I have a little Anakin doll. I have my little Jake. He sits there and looks over me. So, again, I thought we were going to lose one of them in this episode.
Second time.
Yeah.
Back-to-back episodes, we thought we were going to lose Wrecker.
Which does not bode well. They're making you more callous to the fact that, oh, Wrecker's in trouble. Oh, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. And then that way, when he does die, you're going to be like, yeah, I saw that coming. I knew that was going to happen.
It's going to hurt.
I bet they're going for the rule of three, you know, like in the old Mario games. It's like the third time something happens, that's when it actually happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they keep bringing up tech, you know, Fee. Any friend of Brown Eyes is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And in the background, you could see Tech's glasses on the shelf where Omega had put them. I'm like, quit doing that.
Stop it.
We're trying to move on, and you keep bringing them up.
You keep driving that knife deeper. How dare you?
Or they're doing it for a purpose.
Yeah, I'm positive that they're setting him up to be the operative, and he's going to get his memory back at the very last second so he can actually sacrifice himself this time.
Oh, as he'll be the...
CX2,
but I don't know. That's such a far stretch. I honestly was thinking that he was going to be in the vault. That's where I thought he was going to be. I thought that was, okay, they've got Tech in the vault. He survived. That's how they're going to play this out. Obviously, that didn't happen. But for him to be the assassin, because it wasn't like it was, I mean, I guess a lot of time had passed because Omega was on Tantus for a long time.
Yeah.
Like 6 or 9 months or something like that, wasn't it?
It was like 180 something days.
Yeah.
However they measure days on that planet.
Rotations. It's rotations.
And they might have tried to, or might have put him through that program that, you know, Crosshair was talking about that he, you know, he refused and brainwashed him or reprogrammed him, whatever they do.
Re-educated.
Mm.
What did they had something that was the same kind of thing in what was it in The Force Awakens? Reconditioning? FN-2187?
Oh, yeah. Because he'd been through that program a couple times.
Yeah. So just they were talking
about take.
So, I mean, maybe that's the beginning of the whole reconditioning that they're talking about in The Force Awakens. They're tying it all together. Now, poetry seems to be working.
Well, the First Order stormtroopers are basically, you know, in canon, they're kids who have been brainwashed. So that could mean basically anything. It could be their, you know, quote unquote reconditioning, or it could be like, you know, the Hitler youth who are so, you know, so exposed to Nazi propaganda that they worship this guy.
I like to think of it as they were like the Jedi. They were where they were taken at such a young age, because he says, "What's your name?" And he says, "FN-2187." He says, "What?" Well, that's all they ever. That's the only name they ever gave to me.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering. It was obviously something that happened very, very a long, long time ago that they don't even remember their names. So they were just. They were taken at a young age, so, and then conditioned to where they were just were part of the Empire now. So,
well, when it comes to stuff like this, I don't like the whole idea of just like straight up brainwashing. I feel like it takes a lot of the agency away from the characters themselves. You know, I like to see it kind of, you know, kind of like the dark side, like a radical change of perspective.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's just me. That's how I look at these things.
Okay. Back to the Juggernaut. They they jump the Juggernaut off the mountain. We almost lose Wrecker again. And come to find out, he doesn't know where Tantus is. You know, I think
he knows the way around it.
Yeah. I know how to find it.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, they can't give them the answers too early. They still got 3 episodes to go. Yeah, they got
3 episodes. And honestly, they probably could have finished this all off in the third episode. because when Omega and Crosshair first escaped, and they you know, they flew the shuttle off, and oh, we're gonna meet Hunter and Wrecker, we're gonna meet all of them at a different point, and then we'll get onto their ship and then we'll fly off. Why didn't they scavenge the Imperial ship and pull? Oh, where did you come from? Let's find out where you came from so we can go back.
It was too damaged.
Pish posh.
And they didn't have tech.
They could have done it.
Somebody could have ex machina'd something.
Yeah, I know, right?
But no, they have to try and keep us interested for the next episode. Bastards.
Gotta. What is it? It's the make you longing for more so that you want to keep coming back.
Yeah.
So anyway, other than that, oh, we get Omega. Omega is back dealing with
Hemlock.
Again, so just
he's just creepy.
He really is. He's got that voice, that slow melodic voice that just he sounds evil.
He's very similar to Thrawn.
That's what I was just thinking. I was going to say he sounds a lot like Thrawn.
Just more evil and creepier than Thrawn.
And of course he shows Omega the
vault.
The vault. This is your home from now on.
But now we know why the other kids are there. And why there's only three of them. Because he explains it all.
Yeah, he's monologuing.
As most villains do.
As most villains do, that's right. Well, he thinks he's won at this point, so it's like, you're not getting out of here. I'm not going to let you loose again. And obviously, we've seen the kids try to escape, and it hasn't worked well for them because they're kids. But I don't know.
Well, yeah, I liked his little monologue explaining, you know, attempts were made in, you know, M counts cannot be directly replicated, levels degraded. They experimented with other samples. Nothing worked until they combined Omega sample with one of their M-count specimens, and that she's a vital piece to their work. And then when they're in there with the other kids, and she asks, who are they? And he's like, they are the rest of the puzzle. So they're having to take elements from the three kids,
yeah,
plus Omega and whoever the, well, Palpatine. So, yeah, it takes a village to make a clone that's going to hold him.
I wonder if it has something to do with the race that each kid is. Because you know, it's been established in Star Wars before that there are certain races of alien that have inherently higher or more force sensitivity than others. So maybe they're trying to combine the best of all,
the best of both, the best of all the worlds.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he doesn't like aliens.
Yeah. It's very odd. I don't know. I'm still thinking, you know, and I know, Cam, you've kind of debunked this theory. Is it possible that Omega is actually Rey's mom? Why is that not possible? Explain to me why that's not a possibility. I mean, other than the name, because the name, she could change her name. you know, Omega is the name that all the Imperials know her as. So if she changes her name, then
it's possible, but I mean, so what? Omega is 12, 13 years old by this point.
Okay.
And we're, yeah, let's say for the sake of argument that she was born on the day of Order 66, like everybody else. Not Order 66. When the Clone Wars started. Let's say that she was born the day the Clone Wars started. So between then and Order 66 is about 3 years. Between Order 66 and A New Hope is 19 years.
So we're at 22 years?
Right. Between A New Hope and The Force Awakens is 33 years. Rey was born 19 years before The Force Awakens. So, okay. You know, 14 years after A New Hope. I mean, by then she'd be in her, I think, what, 40s? Almost 40s?
You can have a kid after 40.
No, I know. I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
But they said we've seen her mom in The Force Awakens, or not Force Awakens.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes. We've seen the mom and the dad.
So, why don't you could change your appearance. If you're in hiding from the Empire, one of the things that you're going to do is change your name and your appearance, right?
Timeline doesn't work.
We know that Rey's father is, you know, not a clone of Palpatine, but a test tube baby made from his DNA. But we know that he was a failed clone. Maybe some of Omega's genetic material was used in conjunction with Palpatine's to make Rey's father.
That might, okay. I could buy that one. I would buy that, yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe mom is just that. Maybe mom's the nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, we might get answers in 3 episodes.
I doubt it. I really doubt it.
What happened to Omega?
And see, here's the thing, you know, this is heading in the same direction that the sequel trilogy headed in terms of, you know, who is this person related to?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to turn out, oh, Omega is actually the illegitimate child of Obi-Wan and Satine Kryze or something. It's like, oh, well, come on.
Surely we can find a better explanation than that. But something else too. And you've got to think, yeah, you said 3 episodes, but you've got to think too. So we've got a Mandalorian movie coming out. Mandalorian and Grogu. Is Favreau doing that one, or is that the Filoni one?
That's the Filoni one.
It's the Filoni one. There, I think they've greenlit another season of The Mandalorian. So, no?
I haven't heard anything. I mean, Ahsoka's got a second season, but...
But again, it all kind of is in the same universe. I mean, the reason that they're hunting Grogu is because of this M count thing. And this is after all the Return of the Jedi stuff as well. So you've got plenty of opportunities between the last 3 episodes of this, whatever Ahsoka is going to give us, whatever Mandalorian and Grogu movie is going to give us, you know, all of that. Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities. You've got comic books, you've got reading books, you've got animated series coming out to where you can say, this is how we're going to tie everything together, and this is how we're going to explain who's who and who did what to who and all that kind of fun stuff. So there's still ample opportunity. It's not like they got to solve it all in 3 episodes. It's just my fun.
But will they? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I doubt it.
No, I don't think so either. I kind of have a feeling that, you know, that this series is going to end with some closure for maybe 1 or 2 characters and then leave a whole bunch of questions unanswered and raise a whole bunch more questions like The Rise of Skywalker did. It was supposed to be the end of, you know, a huge major portion of the Star Wars saga, and one of the main things that it ended on was, oh, is this ex-stormtrooper Lando's daughter?
Yeah.
Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Yeah, so where are you from? I don't know. Well, let's find out, shall we?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like that, but I kind of don't like that. I don't like when a movie that's been set up sets up something else.
And it's not, and again, this wouldn't have been anything to do with the Skywalker saga. This would have been, hey, y'all get ready for the Lando show coming up, and or the Lando movie. Yeah, that's going to happen. Lando, a Star Wars story. Yeah. Even though we just, in my opinion, and Debbie, I'm sorry if you disagree with me, Lando stole the show in Solo. I'm sorry. Donald Glover was just amazing.
He absolutely
totally
did.
Agree.
Okay.
He was good. Spot on. He was Lando.
Yeah.
Smooth operator. Colt right. 45.
Colt 45. I wonder which character is going to be revealed to be the child of Lando and L3.
That part I hated. I hated that.
It was Lobot. It's Lobot.
Oh, yeah. My God. The thing. I don't imagine that.
Y'all are killing me. Y'all are
killing you softly.
Apparently Debbie's still fighting it a little bit too.
Well,
I get little tickles in my throat, and even though I drink water, well, of course, right now I'm drinking pop, but you know, I get to talking in it.
Soda,
Coke,
Diet Coke,
soda,
soft drink.
Oh my goodness,
I'm having a pop.
Nothing I've ever called it soda.
Well, I've never called it pop.
I've never called it pop either.
Well, you guys are just weird.
I don't.
Maybe you Northerners are weird.
Yeah. Maybe all you people north of Oklahoma are weird. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Just always called the pop. Actually, I call all drinks Coke because that's all I drink is Coke. Do you have Coke? Yeah.
You call all drinks Coke. You know, somebody walks by with a lemon lime soda, and you're like, I can have a sip of your Coke.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, in Texas, it's a lot like that. You can walk into a restaurant. What do you want to drink? I want a Coke. Well, which type? Do you want Dr. Pepper? Do you want Sprite? Do you want? No, I'll have the caffeine-free Diet Coke. We got Pepsi. You want Pepsi? Yeah, I'll take a Pepsi all day long.
I'll drink Pepsi if they don't have Coke, but it has to be regular Pepsi because I absolutely hate Diet Pepsi.
Get Pepsi Zero. Pepsi Zero is amazing. Love it.
I still have no idea what's a Pepsi product and what's a Coke product besides Pepsi and Coke.
I buy it in bulk. I do. I buy a ton of it. I'm probably keeping Pepsi in business. But that's
just... I only drink it like if I go out, you know, to eat at a restaurant, which is not very often. I'll have a pop.
A soda?
Wednesdays is my, you know, special lunch where I go to McDonald's, and so I have a pop.
You have a soda?
Don't make me hurt you. And then when I came home today, Andy was like, I'm getting McDonald's. I'm like, okay.
Give me a pop.
Pop.
Give you a soda.
A soda.
Soda pop. There you go.
I'm gonna correct you every time.
Soda pop.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Don't bite me.
Oh, Debbie, did we forget anything?
I do not think so. I think we pretty much covered it all. Yep.
Cool. What do we have? Shameless plugs?
Tomorrow night I will be on the Geek and I podcast. That's also here on YouTube.
John, I woke up again. You see this? I got up and got out of bed so I could come do the show tonight and I wouldn't steal her. I was paying attention this time.
We're covering the Star Trek original series. We are on the Menagerie.
Ooh.
It's a two-parter, but we're only going to work on part one this week.
That was supposed to be the pilot, wasn't it?
I don't know. It's so confusing. I mean, it has elements of The Cage, which was supposed to be the pilot, I believe. But NBC decided that was too cerebral for us little peons that we wouldn't understand. So, at any rate, we're discussing The Menagerie Part 1. Saturday, we may or may not have the Geek Gauntlet. I don't know. Haven't heard anything. Monday,
William, if you're watching, we need to know if you're having a Geek Gauntlet.
Monday, we are back with X-Men 97, Episode 5. I have not watched it. I heard it was amazing.
Yeah, like the last 10 minutes.
Oh, was it just the 10 minutes?
Oh God, the first part of it. I mean,
I haven't watched it, so I don't know.
I love watching cartoons. I love watching animated stuff. I'm a big kid at heart, and that one was just. I mean, like the first 20 minutes of it was just. I was just like, "Oh, are you gonna do anything? It is so boring."
But why is everybody saying just because of the last 10 minutes?
Because the last 10 minutes were the last 10 minutes saved the episode.
Okay, because everybody was saying it was amazing, so I'm like, well, I usually don't watch it until Monday, so.
Oh, like, go watch it over the weekend. You'll be fine.
So Monday, and then Tuesday, the Sith Dominion. We are reimagining the Rise of Skywalker. Yes.
I was there for a little bit on Tuesday.
Yeah, so we're taking what. Most of us, well, I think all of us on the show are Legends fan or EU, whatever you want to call it. So we're taking, you know, what we think should have happened with episodes 7, 8, and 9. That's what we're doing. This week was The Last Jedi. So next week will be The Rise of Skywalker.
You just piqued Cam's interest. He's going to have to go back and watch that one now. Let me see what kind of ideas these fools came up with.
Terrible. You're all terrible.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, and as a matter of fact, yesterday, new episodes of War of the Stars dropped. And I think Through the Eyes of the Child dropped too.
No.
Well, he was getting ready to drop it. He had...
They had
to record it. Yeah. They had no sound.
They didn't have any audio, so they were going to have to go back and redo that episode.
Yeah, so we don't know when that one will drop, but hopefully by this weekend. But anyways, War of the Stars is on, and they are
I think they were an episode behind us.
Yeah, I think they're on Identity Crisis.
So maybe. They are also doing The Bad Batch.
I have not checked it out yet because I have a visit from the state tomorrow where they audit my office in particular. And my office has been a mess because we are going through a major remodeling. So I can't find shit that I need. So I've just been, today was just a big cluster, you know what? And they're coming tomorrow at 1. So I'm like, well, okay, we're going to get dinged. Well, me, yeah. I'm going to get dinged. Yay. Fun times. So that's what I got to look forward to tomorrow.
Cool. Cam, you got anything? Shameless plugs?
Yeah, I this past weekend I saw Monkey Man, which I thought was an excellent film. I posted a short review on the YouTube channel.
I did watch that one.
Yeah.
I did.
Just kind of,
I'm curious about the movie. So
Yeah, it was just a straight out of the theater first impression, which I'll be seeing Civil War this weekend. So
I've heard mixed reviews on that one.
Well,
I'm curious about that one too.
Well, it's produced by Studio A24, which made, you know, some of my favorite films, and you know, it's directed by Alex Garland, who I really, really admire as a director. So of course I can't pass that up. And I've heard mixed things about it too, but I'm gonna go see for myself, and I'll give it the same treatment. I'll do a straight out of the theater first impression.
Awesome. And that's this weekend.
Yes, I will. I do think it comes out this weekend. Let me check my handy dandy IMDb app.
Oh, I thought it was already out.
Well, there were some advanced screenings, you know, for critics and stuff like that. But officially, it comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So tonight, they probably got the preview night tonight, I would think. I don't know. Is it going to be a big enough thing?
We'll see.
Let's see. Also, for all you game people out there, don't forget Fallout has started on Prime? Amazon Prime? I think all the episodes dropped, right? Did they drop the whole thing?
I haven't had, and that's not something I'd watch until this weekend, and I'm not even sure I will watch it because I'm not a gamer. But that hasn't stopped me before. But
I was gonna say that's not stopped me before, and this may be one of those things where, because I have no clue, never played the games, they never interested me, nothing like that. But maybe by watching the series, if the series is good, then I can. I base my knowledge of the game on the series. So
I think my son has played the game, and I think he watched the first episode, maybe, and I. Because I said something about, well, you know, I don't know too much about it. He goes, well, if it's based off the first episode, you don't need to know anything. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, Star Wars News Outlaw.
Oh, yes, the trailer for Outlaw dropped.
Yeah, and the prices are redonkulous. Good God, they got like four tiers that you could buy the game. Like if you want it 3 days early, it's like $120 plus you get some extra stuff. And then there's another one where it's, well, then you got your basic where
it's probably like $70 for the basic.
Yeah. I'm like, have you know, I used to buy video games for kids when, you know, they were little for Christmas, and yeah, it just, we're not, I mean, I understand the technology and the graphics and everything are totally different, but I'm just like,
well, this is an open world.
Yeah. Open world. Well, I mean, the trailer looked kind of cool. I don't, like I said, I don't know shit, but
it's not one that I was particularly anticipating. I'll probably just wait until it goes on sale to buy it.
I did see Kira on there.
Did you? Oh, that's kind of cool.
Crimson Dawn, Kira, Solo, Star Wars story. So I'm like, interesting.
I'm still going to wait for it to go on sale. I'm with you, Cam. I'll catch it on a Black Friday sale where I can get it for like $25. or that's the other one. Catch a used copy.
Yeah, there you go.
GameStop and get you a used copy.
Well, whenever people start returning the game for being too woke or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's just Star Wars enough.
I don't think it's going to be physical.
Is it just a digital game? Well, that sucks.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, but from what I understood, it had to be played on Ubisoft's platform.
Okay, well, that being said, then we will find out what I will find out what we can about this new video game. We'll talk about it next week.
All right.
So all of that being said, I don't have anything other than June I will be in Dallas at Dallas Fan Expo. A lot of good Star Wars guests going to be, a lot of good guests, period, are going to be there. We'll get Shatner again this year. It's going to be fun. I'll be there for all 3 days. So come down. If you're in the Dallas area, come down to Dallas Fan Expo. Stop by, say hi. I've done giveaways at these things before, so maybe we'll give something away too. So if you come down and see me and find me, you can get free stuff if I've got stuff to give away. We'll have to talk to the boss man.
Mm-hmm.
But all that aside, you guys all have a great, great week. Have a better week than I'm going to have because I've got this chest thing going on. But have a great, great week. Catch us on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, all the socials. Hit the like and subscribe button. Match that bell for notifications so you know when we go live. We will see you all next week here on the Cantina Happy Hour. May the Force be with you all.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Pocket sand! Yeah!